wondering, did you ever use a different thing for the fireplace?
You mean things to cook?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The iron kettle, you could have a crane fastened to the upper part, you know, of the fireplace. Well, extension of the chimney, you might call it. And fix a wire, if you didn't have a crane. It's acting the same thing, you know, just curl it up, kind of. And you could hang the kettle. I cook like that quite a bit. And I like things cooked like that. And then they had a skillet and a lid that people used to bake bread in. And I knew it was delicious. My mother had one, but it had gotten to where she couldn't use it to bake bread in. And that's what we just used it in the smoke pans.
The skillet that your mother used to bake bread, you said it did not have legs on it.
Yeah.
Or did it have?
And it had a lid, iron lid. Mm-hmm. And you put your bread, your dough, your batter in the skillet, put the lid on, and then put ashes on the lid, and then put fire on the coals on the ashes, you know, so that we wouldn't get the coals weren't directly on the lid. And you believe the bread was good, too. I wish I'd be glad to eat a piece of it right now, if I could get it.
Did you ever hear anyone baking bread or cakes right in the ashes themselves?
Yeah, I've heard of it. My dad said they did during the war. See, they call them ash cakes. And his, one time an old soldier, ex-soldier, visited him, and they were talking about the ash cakes. And that man said that after the war, he decided one day he wanted ash cakes. Well, he didn't want food left, and he told his wife how to fix it. She fixed it, but he said he couldn't eat it. But now, when he was in service, now they were hungry enough. He said the ash cake was good. He said it was good.
The different utensil. How did you keep the different utensils that you'd use at the table, the spoons and so on? Where did you keep those?
Well, now, they kept them in a safe. And of course, the kettles and pots and pans. Well, we kept some of them on the stove and just kind of maybe sitting behind the stove when we didn't have a kitchen closet or someplace to put them. Maybe sometimes have shelves. People would have shelves built on the wall, and then curtains hung over the shelves, and that hid the cooking vessel.
I see.
Yeah, we didn't have any like that.
Where did you...